Thank you for calling Omaze Hills. My name is Kaylin. May I please have your first and last name to locate your issue?
Kaylin. Kaylin, this is Bonnie Borkowski in Tutwiler, Mississippi. I've been a long-standing customer of Omax 3. I'm talking about multiple years. And my last order, when it came in, I realized I always check ingredients and everything to see if anything has changed. Well, I realized immediately that the formula had changed and that it was less potent in some areas, and that the balance of the two different kinds of fats that's in there, it's changed. And I didn't call at that time that the order came in, because I decided to just simply take the product and see if there was any diminution of the effectiveness of, and there, it's just simply not as effective. Why was the formula changed, and why were we not notified that it was going to change so that we would have an opportunity to stockpile a small bit to give ourselves time to find another product or talk y'all out of changing the formula? Can you answer any of these questions for me, or transfer me to someone who can answer them?
All right. And you're in, okay, and what about the product? So you already have an account?
Yes, I have a long-standing account, an account that I've been a customer. Every 3 months, y'all send me 6 months worth of product, because my primary care physician has had me on double the dose that's recommended, and it has been keeping my levels of on my blood work, and as well as my pain level. I take it because of extreme joint problems, and more than the cholesterol. I have no cholesterol problems, even without the Omax 3. But this was a perfect product. This was a perfect product. Why have they changed it? And is there any chance that they will go back to the original formula?
All right. Would you allow me one brief moment, please?
Certainly, certainly.
Okay. And what question did you have, ma'am, so I can make sure I have it clear?
Okay. I'm wanting to know why they changed the product, and if they were going to change it, why diminish the amount of the helpful ingredients in it? I can see them changing it to improve it, but why would they change it to decrease the effectiveness and to diminish the beneficial substances in it, and to get that perfect balance that was in the product? It's now not a perfect balance. It's now not even proprietary, because there are a number of other omega-3 products that have that exact ratio of one ingredient to the other. Omax 3 was such, it was a perfect product. It was a perfect product. And so much so that my doctor, my primary care physician, who has taken care of me for many, many years, gave this to me as though it were a prescription. that, you know, as though it were not even an OTC. It was just that perfect. And I didn't call when I first got my order in because I didn't want to complain because of future possible problems. You know, I've started going ahead and taking it just as usual, hoping that it would maintain my levels at what they were, but it is not maintaining my blood levels to what it needs to be, and it is not maintaining the pain relief that I was realizing from the product. And I was just wondering if someone can give me a valid explanation as to why they felt that they had to change the product. I
Okay,
know it's
now we do still have Omax 3, so what are what?
right. You have Omax 3. The box has the name Omax 3 on it, and it's in an omega 3 product. But if you will look, hon, from just a few months ago, from the ingredients, the list of ingredients, the amounts of what's in each thing, and look at the current formula, the formulas are different. And the current formula is less effective. It has less of the active ingredient that I personally need for the product for the problems that my physician has me taking it for. Did you not know that the formula had changed?
Okay, this one I'm about to look into now. Wasn't really aware of that.
And it's not a huge amount, but the what it is the balance was so perfect that when they changed any part of it in ratio to the other part, it simply makes a difference. It makes a difference. And I've taken Andrew Lesman. I don't know if you are aware of that company from out in Nevada, but Andrew Lesman of Procaps Labs in Nevada has the premier quality supplements. And even though they produce an Omax and Omega 3 capsule that has the same purity of Omax 3, and that's saying a lot, their formula. What I had tried a couple of rounds of theirs, and my doctor and I decided it just wasn't measuring up to Omax 3. But now, Omax 3's current formula is equivalent to the Procaps Lab product that I tried for a couple of months, and it just was not doing the job that Omax 3 was. So now, Omax 3 has changed its product to a less effective product. And I can't for the life of me understand why they would have when they had the perfect product. They had the perfect balance of ingredients in the Omax 3. It's not that it's different ingredients, it's the same ingredients, and it still has its purity. I'm not complaining about that, but it is simply not effective now. So there's no reason for me to continue to pay the high price I was paying, even though y'all were giving me a wonderful break, and I'm appreciative of that. Since I bought 6 months supply every 3 months, they were giving me a wonderful, you know, break on price because of that. But it's still, even with that, it's so much more expensive than anything else I can get of equal quality. I'm not talking about store brand stuff. I'm talking about quality supplemental products. It's now not a superior product. It's still quality. It still has purity, but it does not have that balance. It does not have that amount of the ingredients, and it does not have the balance that it had a few months ago. I don't know when you changed. I don't know when they changed the formula, but I do know that my last order, my current order, is not the same formula as the order previously. And I can I get an order in every 3 months for 6 months supply, because my doctor has me taking it like that because of the severity of my degenerative joint problems.
Okay. And I wasn't, well, we're about to look into it to see, actually. Let's see. You know, what's changed and why it's changed? Let's see.
Do you work in the plant itself, in the facility itself, or do you work from home, or what?
Well, we're in the we're call center actually.
I beg your pardon?
We're call center actually.
Okay. So you just screen calls for them and so you're not part of the manufacturing facility itself.
Right.
Is there any way I could reach someone in administration or any at any level that would be able to answer these things for me? Because there's no way that you would, you know, as a call center personnel, no matter how competent you are at what you do, you wouldn't have access to that kind of information as to why a company decided to change its formula. That would not be something they would pass along to you unless they realized it was something that was going to cause them a problem that you'd have to be ready to answer. So I can understand that.
Right. All right. I'm going to go ahead and get you over to a supervisor that'll be able to answer those questions a little more, you know, who's
okay,
more familiar with it.
Okay, is that a supervisor in your call center or is that a supervisor over in the manufacturing facility?
Well, I mean, actually, it's the call center.
Okay.
But she do, you know, have more information and could answer,
okay.
You know. And I'm sorry about that.
That's all right, dear. I know that you're not the one making the capsules and putting them in the packaging and sending them out. But, you know, you have to start with the person that answers the phone where you call and try to work your way down, you know, from there.
Right.
But you've tried to be helpful, and I appreciate that.
No problem. I'm getting transferred now. Thank you for calling OMAS Health. You have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You as well.
All right, bye.